Since we first broadcast a small sample of music earlier this year, the 20 record labels have been translated. More than 150 songs have been reviewed, and musicologists have speculated on the importance of the Khrushchev collection. Perhaps the most recognizable song in the collection is Kalinka, performed by the Red Army Choir. This vast compilation includes classical masterpieces, folk songs, popular music, and examples of propagandist works.
Well, the importance is that it does provide a window into what Soviet authority or Soviet officialdom thinks is important about the musical life of their country.
Eric Saylor is a musicologist at Drake University.
They want to show that they aren't just sort of the faceless communist socialist regime that has been presented to us for, you know, for decades by this point. There is variety. There is difference. There are a whole bunch of different ways that music manifests itself, and perhaps by implication, so too are the people.
The purpose of my father's visit to improve relations with the United States and prevent the war.
Sergei Khrushchev still remembers the cornfields of Iowa. He joined his father on that famous mission in 1959 and is now a U.S. citizen at Brown University.
He told that we have to do everything to avoid possible American attack, and then we can transfer more funding to the peaceful program to improve the life of the Soviet people.
So they came to Iowa to learn more about boosting agriculture production at a time when communal farms were still the norm in the Soviet Union. And musicologist Eric Saylor found signs of that in the music Khrushchev brought along.
I was kind of surprised. A rather smallish percentage of that fall into the category of propagandist songs or mass songs. And there are several pieces like that on here. Very bold, stirring, martial sound, simple, march-like rhythms to it. In the movie The Rich Bride, also known as The Country Bride, it features a tractor driver, Alexei, who falls in love with a buxom wheat farmer, also on the collective farm, Marinka, but finds his chauvinistic attitudes towards female farm workers to be a little bit off-putting, but only once the women show that their abilities in wheat stacking parallel those of the men does Alexei finally learn his lesson, and love can be found amidst gender equality, which of course is one of the whole premises behind Soviet collectivism.
48 years ago, the Soviet Empire was vast, and two former republics, Estonia and Ukraine, were both well represented in the Soviet music anthology. This folk tune was performed in Ukrainian by the state choir.
Провожаєш, мати сина в дорі, женьку слізно провожаєш.
30 years after Khrushchev's visit, the former republics started to break away as independent nations. As for Nikita Khrushchev, he was ousted from power 5 years after leaving behind this musical time capsule in Iowa. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.
Свистали козачень, попід з полу ночі, заплакала Марусенька свої ясні очі.